is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Baba, you are the pillar that owns my life. Hallelujah, Baba, oh, you are the pillar that owns my life. Oh yes, Master Jesus, you are the pillar that owns my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that owns my life. Sing it one more time. You are the pillar that owns my life. Hallelujah, Baba, you are the pillar that owns my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that owns my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that owns my life. Amen. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord for another day, the day like this. The day the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is 19/09/19, a special day in the kingdom, in the generation. Father, we thank you for giving us the grace to see the day. Oh Lord, we worship you. Let's begin to thank him that you and your family, you are alive today on this special day. The day never come twice in the whole generational world. Father, we thank you for what you are doing in our life. Thank you for 19/09/19. Thank you for the great and mighty thing you are going to do. Father, thank you for prayer that has been answered. Thank you for preserving our life till this moment. Father, we worship your majesty. There is none like unto you. You are such a mighty God. A day the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Great, the Monster, the Healer, the Divider, the Miracle Worker. Father, we worship you. We worship you. We bless your holy name. We appreciate you. For the miracle of going out and coming back safely is not by power, is not by might, is not because we know to pray, is by your grace over our life. Open your mouth, I'm going to tell the Lord, Father, oh Lord, I just want to say thank you, Jesus, over my children, I say thank you very much, over my wife, I say thank you very much, over my ministry, I say thank you very much, over my destiny, Father, I say thank you very much. Oh, that is done like unto you. We worship you, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord. I thank you for from January to February to March, to April to May to June, to July, August, September. Father, I also want to say thank you. Thank you for first half of this year, for the great and mighty things you have done. Although the enemy are coming like a flood, but the Spirit of God is raising the standard against them. They are fighting me on everywhere, but God has given me victory round about. Just worship him. It's done by power. Many people went to bed to sleep, but by the time they wake up, they landed in the mortuary. But you and I, we are wake up. We sleep, we wake up, we go out, we come back, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. I cannot quantify the number of accidents that I've seen this year, even in this country, this month. Father, I just want to say thank you. We are going on the bus, on the troop, on driving, on road, but God is preserving you. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We give you all the glory. Just appreciate him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Just worship him. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've sinned against you. Ha. The Bible says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Father, Lord, whatever I've done that you are not happy about, whether I know about them or not, please forgive me tonight in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Blind Bartimaeus cried for mercy, and he was able to get a miracle that others could not get. Father, tonight, oh Lord, I am pleading for your mercy. Oluwe, shanu for me. Father, shanu for me. Oluwe, shanu for me. I need your mercy. Over my children, I need your mercy. Over my family, I need your mercy. Over my life, I need your mercy. Oluwe she anu for me. Eba farapamo jemi ya oluwa. Kwa da she anu for me oluwa. Anu ni mo bere o baba wa anu ni mo bere o ha. Awe jare bako o anu ni mo. Oluwe she anu for me. Oluwe she anu for me. Bogwe she ti boti she. Every sin I've seen in my life, oh Lord. Whether I know about them, whether it's an intentional sin, whether it's an ancestral sin, Father, forgive me tonight. The power and the blood of Jesus. Oh yeah, wash me clean tonight and make me holy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Say heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire in the name of Jesus. Heaven over my prayer. Open by fire tonight. Heaven over my prayer. Open, 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 open. My sister, pray that prayer. If your heaven did not open, there is no how your prayer will get to the throne of grace. Father, tonight, O Lord, let the heaven over my prayer open, open. Heaven over my prayer open. In the name of Jesus. Heaven, you must open tonight. Over my prayer, you must open. Enough of praying without heaven open. Father, let my heaven open tonight. Let my heaven open tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let my heaven open tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let my heaven open tonight. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. We are going to pray like this. You have to say, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Many of us are praying in a demonic environment. You are going to tell God, say, I take authority by the power and the blood of Jesus over every principality and power in my environment. In the name of Jesus, every demonic cat, every satanic wolf that is operating in my environment, any evil animal that want to swallow answer to my prayer, whoever is going to a satanic meeting because of me and my family this night, tonight, oh Lord, let them be arrested. Let them be arrested. Any evil meeting, someone against me and my family, in my environment, any satanic bird flying because of me, be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh yeah, I take authority by the power and the blood of Jesus over every area of my life, you know, in my environment, where I am at the moment. Blood of Jesus, begin to take authority over them 500 miles away from where I am. Father, let the blood of Jesus take over. Take over, take over, take over, take over. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. You are going to pray some prayer to them, my brothers and sisters. I beg you in the name of Jesus, don't let anything distract you. If you have only 1 hour to pray this prayer, things will happen for good in the name of Jesus. This prayer tonight will expose the wickedness around your life. This prayer tonight will fight every battle that has been there since you were born. This prayer tonight is not the prayer you joke with at all. This prayer, oh Lord, whatever the enemy has stolen from you for years, whether you know about them or not, you will recover them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, gather yourself to pray this prayer. Don't say it doesn't concern you. Any prayer being rendered from here, please, by, make sure you pray them. In the name of Jesus. Number one prayer you are going to pray. I want you to lift up your voice and pray this one loud and clear. Say, every cage of limitation that has tied down my life. Hey. Say, every cage of limitation that has tied down my life, scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The cage that has tied you down, every satanic cage that has tied down your life, that has tied down your career, that has tied down your marriage, that has tied down your destiny, that has tied down your children's life. Oh yeah, scatter, scatter, scatter. Aha! Scatter the cage tonight, my sister. Scatter the cage. Enough is just enough. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Aha, mommy, pray, 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 pray. Every cage that has limited your life, that this is how far you can go. Oh, yes, scatter the cage tonight by the power in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter the cage, scatter the cage. Every cage of failure, every cage of limitation, every marital cage, every cage that has tied me down. Oh, yes, scatter in the name of Jesus. Scatter, scatter tonight in Jesus' mighty name. We are prayed. Ha. I decree and I declare to somebody's life here. The cage that have been constructed by the evil ones in your father's house. Saying this is how far you can go. Ah, tonight by the power of thunder of Holy Ghost fire, the cage will scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. The bulldozer power of God will scatter the cage. 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 Aha. I pray for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Ah, in the name that is above every other name. Everyone that has consulted the cage for you. In the name that is above every other name, I command them to replace you in the cage in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. They will recreate you in the name of Jesus. Whoever has prepared the cage for you, I decree by the mandate of heaven, they will replace you in the cage in the name of Jesus. Psalm 124 verse 7, it says, our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. I stand here to decree today to every anyone connected to this line, that every cage of limitation that has tied down your glory, every cage of limitation that has tied down your career, every cage of limitation that has tied down your life, today, that cage is scattered by fire. In the name of Jesus, the cage is broken. 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 In the name of Jesus, I say Psalm 124:7. He said, our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler, and the snare is broken. Ha. I decree to somebody's life here tonight. Hey, I don't know why they have constructed snare for you. Every snare in your family that said this is how far you can go. Every snare in your destiny that said this is how far you can go. Tonight, I break the snare by fire. I break the snare by fire. I break the snare by fire. In the name of Jesus, he said you have escaped. I say you have escaped. I say you have escaped. I say you have escaped. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus, mighty name, we are prayed. Matthew chapter 15 verse 13. He said, whatsoever my Heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Beloved, we are going to fire number two prayer. I don't want you to joke with this prayer at all. This one, they say, whatever God has not planted shall be rooted out. That means that disappointment in your life, it wasn't God that planted it. That failure in your life, it wasn't God that planted it. That delay in manifestation, it wasn't God that planted it. There are some of you, listen to me tonight, you are supposed to have achieved something at the age of 25, but till now, close to 40, those things are not coming forth. Beyond 40, they are still yet coming forth. Tonight is the root of failure. Until you uproot that root of failure, nothing will happen. I decree tonight, hey, by the mandate of heaven, as you pray the next prayer point with anger in your bones, I decree whatever the enemy has stolen from you, before we share the grace tonight, hey, you will recover them by fire in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray this one out and clear. Say, every root of failure that has tied down my life, I sentence you to death tonight in the name of Jesus. Every root of failure, every root of failure that is operating in my marriage, every root of failure that is operating in my destiny, tonight in the name of Jesus, oh yeah, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted. Mommy, pray. Every sickness that wasn't God that planted it, every disappointment that you have been experiencing in the past, it wasn't God that planted it, in the name of Jesus, oh yeah, be uprooted tonight, in the name of Jesus. Be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted tonight. In Jesus' name, they are uprooted. Ha, I pray for somebody here that before the end of this month, as the Lord liveth, your hidden glory, hey, your hidden glory, that thing that God created with you, it was the glory of dreaming Joseph's life that took him from prison to the palace. Your hidden glory, in the name that is above every other name, before this month expire, shall manifest by fire. Hey, it shall manifest. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha. You are going to fire number three like this. I told you, you are not here to do tonight. We are here for serious business. Shout this all loud and clear. If you don't love yourself, don't pray. But if you love yourself, pray this prayer alone. So much. This year is running to an end so fast. Before you look at it, we are already in October. The winter will always come. When the winter comes like this, it's always dark in time. The wickedness of the wicked operates in the dark. You are going to lift up the voice loud and clear. Say, every cycle of failure that is affecting my life. Beloved, when you are drawing a circle, when you draw a circle, and you are moving around the circle, although you are moving, but you are not making progress. You are moving, but you are not making progress. You are going round about reach, round about the circle, but God says, you have dwelt long enough on this mountain. He said, move forward. I decree to somebody's life, hey, before the end of this prayer line, the power to move forward shall fall upon you in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, move forward. Oh, yeah, move forward. Oh, yeah, move forward. In Jesus, mighty name, we are prayed. Say, every cycle of failure operating in my life, life. Break by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Break, 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 break. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Father, every cycle of prayer, failure, every cycle of failure operating in my life. Oh yeah, break tonight. 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 Every cycle of failure operating in my destiny. Cycle of disappointment. Cycle of spiritual problem. Oh yeah, break tonight. Cycle of delay. Cycle of disappointment. Cycle of failure. Oh yeah, break, 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 break. Break in the name of Jesus. Break, 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 break. Aha. In Jesus' name, they are broken. I pray for somebody here. Every power that has written your obituary, saying this is the end. Tonight in the name of Jesus, I tear it off by fire in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, the power that want your life to be a better yesterday. They say she used to have houses. They used to have cars. They used to get married. They used to do this. They used to do that. The power want to make your life a better yesterday. Tonight, by the power in the name of Jesus, that power die for you in the name of Jesus. They shall die. They shall die. Your life will never be a better yesterday. In the mighty name of Jesus, I say your life will never be a better yesterday. You will outshine. You will excel in the mighty name of Jesus. You will never be a negative example in the name of Jesus. I decree by the mandate of heaven, every witchcraft decision that have been taken against your life, every witchcraft decision that have been taken against your children, every witchcraft decision taken against your family is overruled by the blood of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus mighty name, we are praying. The Bible said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I decree to somebody's life here. I don't know what you are passing through, but I have an information from the throne of grace for you tonight, that before the end of this month, the table of promotion that the Lord needs to prepare before your enemies, I pray, God will prepare it in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray your next prayer point like this. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. I beg you, pray this without any prayer, without any apology. This is something going to happen with this prayer. Shout this one without apology to any power. Say this one with a loud voice. Let everything in your body pray this prayer. Say, garment of shame and disgrace, desire for me and my family at the edge of my testimonies. Hey, that is, I was called with my seven sister that is to pray this prayer. The garment is just, you have not even seen the garment at all. It's designed at the edge of your testimonies. Tonight, if you can pray, I beg you in the name of Jesus, you have always been seeing the manifestation of that garment. Each time you want to make progress, something will just happen. Tonight, that garment is about to catch fire. Say, garment of shame and disgrace. Designed for me at the edge of my testimonies. I tear you off by fire. Oh yeah, tear them off, tear them off, tear them off, tear them off. Tear them off by fire. I tear you off. Every garment of shame and disgrace designed for me at the end of my testimony, I tear you off. 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 Now you know why you are praying. I tear you off tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Tear them off tonight. My sister, tear them off. Tear them off. Pray, 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 pray. Tear them off tonight in the name of Jesus. Tear them off tonight. Tear them off tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I pray for somebody again tonight. Every mark that is put upon your forehead that is sending helpers away from you, by the power in the blood of Jesus, that mark is removed from you in the name of Jesus. I remove that mark tonight. I remove that mark tonight. By the power and the blood of Jesus, I remove that mark tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, they are removed. You are going to pray the next one for yourself. I beg you, pray for yourself seriously for this next one. Beloved, behind every problem, there is always a strong man. Whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter. But behind everything you are passing through, there is always a strong man. When somebody fails an examination, there is a struggle behind it. He said, I wish above you. He said, you shall have good success. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He said, the book of the Lord shall not depart from you. He said, you're meditating day and night so that you can have good success. That is the word of God. But when something negative is happening, there is a strong man behind it. When somebody is sick and doctors could not see the kind of sickness, there is a strong man behind it. When things are not going the way you have planned, you have studied, you have done all sorts of things, yet it still remains the same. There is a strong man. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. I don't want you to pray that. That's why Jesus lamented when he got to the strong man. He said, when you get to the strong man's house, he said, he keep it is good. But when you a stronger man get there, he will take all this armor that you rely on and spoil his point. You are going to pray like this. Say, every strong man that need to die for my story to change. Hey, beloved, you don't understand. They told Joseph, the father of Jesus, he said, take this man away from here, Jesus Christ. If they can attack Jesus, they can attack anybody. He said, take this boy away from this place, out of the city, until those who want to kill him are dead. Beloved, there are some times we need to pull out for battles. Just go and hide yourself in a place and begin to pray some dangerous prayers. Beloved, they plan to amputate Jesus Christ. But thank God, Joseph, the father, listened to instruction. The angel said, take this man away from this city, until those who want him dead. But when they died, the angel went back to him and said, oh God, boy, go tell the boy back. All those who want him dead have been perished. Tonight I decree, whoever wants you dead shall replace you in the grave. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray this one for yourself. Say, every strong man that need to die for my life to be better than this. Hey. You are a liar! Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every strong man that need to die for my life to be better than this. You are a liar. Da-da-da-da. Pray. The strong man must die. They must just die. Enough is enough. The strong man must die. Open your mouth and pray. The strong man must die. Every strong man that need to die for my life to be better than this. What are you living for? Die. Aha. Pray. Command them to die. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I pray for somebody here tonight, that tonight in the prayer line by faith, the Lord will put a mark upon your head that qualifies you for signs and wonders. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for that person again tonight, that in the name that is above every other name, the power that limits your potentials, the power that limits your glory, tonight, the anger of God that rests upon them in the name of Jesus, I decree to somebody's life here tonight, hey, the enemy of your divinely appointed time, the enemy that said, okay, on your divine appointed time, you will not be there. Beloved, that enemy must die tonight in the name of Jesus. Somebody said something I heard it one day. He said, if you appear before your time, listen carefully, when your time comes, you have already disappeared. If you appear before your time, when your time, your original time comes, you say you have already disappeared. That's why everybody in life has got the divine timing. When God said, this is the time for you to marry, and the kingdom of darkness are waging war against it, beloved, you need to raise an altar of prayer. This is my time, and nothing can stop it. Many of us have seen great things delivered into our dreams, but lo and behold, those things are not coming to pass. Why? Because there are some powers that fight your divine appointed time. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, powers! Hey, that want me to miss my divinely appointed time. Hey, you are a liar! Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Die. Open your mouth and pray. Command them to die in the name of Jesus. Command them to die. Aha! Pray. Every power that want me to miss my divinely appointed time, command them to die. Command them to die. Aha! Pray. Command them to die tonight in the name of Jesus. Every power that want me to miss my divinely appointed time, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Scatter, scatter, scatter in Jesus. Mighty devil, pray. I pray for somebody here tonight. I don't know who you are. Every agenda of affliction designed for you, myself, and my family tonight, in the name that is above every other name, that affliction shall backfire. In the name of Jesus, any power that said this year you will hear bad news, I decree by the mandate of heaven, that power must be wasted in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of impossibility that the enemy has fired into your life, that arrow shall go back to sender in the name of Jesus. I decree by the mandate of heaven, every agenda of wasters that is assigned to waste people at the end of the year, they will never locate us and our families in the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are still praying. Beloved, one thing I don't expect anyone to receive this year is tears of sorrow. I reject it on your behalf in the name of Jesus. The news of sorrow, I reject it on your behalf in the name of Jesus. But the reality is that the kingdom of darkness are waging war against those who cannot pray. They will prevent you from, they will give you 1 million excuses for not to go to where you can pray. I'm telling you this. But if you can determine, the Bible says the kingdom of God suffers violence, and only when you are violent that you can possess your possession. Matthew 11 verse 12. So you need to pray this next prayer point loud and clear. Say, every fountain of bitterness and sorrow. Hey, my sister, I beg you, pray that prayer. Hey, you will never hear bad news this year in the name of Jesus. I myself will never hear bad news this year in the name of Jesus. Over you, I will not hear bad news. Over me, you will not hear bad news. Over your family, you will not hear bad news. In the name of Jesus. Say, every fountain of bitterness and sorrow flowing towards my family, dry up my fire. Oh yeah, dry up, dry up, dry up, dry up, dry up. Aha, mommy, that is it. That is it. That is it. Dry up tonight. Bitterness, you are not my portion. Sorrow, you are not my portion. Tears, you are not my portion. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Every fountain of bitterness and sorrow flowing towards my life. Oh yeah, dry up tonight and die. Dry up, dry up, dry up, dry up, dry up, dry up, dry up. Dry up tonight in the name of Jesus. Dry up tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Dry up, dry up, dry up, dry up, dry up, dry up. Dry up tonight in Jesus. Mighty name, they dry up. I decree to somebody's life, any power in the heavenlies that is controlling the affairs of your life, tonight, I withdraw such power in the name of Jesus. I withdraw such power. I withdraw such power. I withdraw such power. Every invisible hand, hey, that is turning your life upside down, from one problem to the other, from one battle to the other, from one mountain to the other, tonight, by the power in the name of Jesus, that hand, I cut them off tonight in the name of Jesus. I cut them off tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray this next one loud and clear. I've told you, I know, but we are not here to joke tonight. Just 1 hour of serious and dangerous prayer. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, powers of my father's house. Say, powers of my mother's house. Aside to turn my joy to sorrow. Hey, you are a liar. Die. Aha. Every power of my father's house, every power of my mother's house, every power of my in-law side, aside to turn my joy to sorrow. You are a liar. Die, 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 die. Every power of my father's house, every power of my mother's house, aside to turn my joy to sorrow. You are a liar. Die. Mommy, pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. I beg you, please pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Seriously. Daddy, please open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every power from my father's house, from my mother's house, from my in-law side, I send to turn my joy to sorrow. You are wicked. Die! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray, 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 pray. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are prayed. I pray for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, any form of power assigned to curse you, in the name of Jesus, sevenfold, that curse shall backfire in the name of Jesus. It shall backfire. It shall backfire. It shall backfire. It shall backfire. In Jesus, mighty name, we are prayed. Say thank you, Jesus. Let's thank God for that session. We are moving to another realm now. Tonight this is a prayer night. I want you to lift up your voice loud and clear. You have dealt with the powers. We are now want to possess your possession. It said from the days of John the Baptist up to now, the kingdom of God suffer violence. So there's always violence because before you can possess your possession. You are going to say this level one loud and clear. Many of us, we are in the river. Listen to everybody. This is not a dream. Many of us are in the river and we are begging for water. I repeat myself. Oh, I lit you me, or to one baby for me. You are amongst riches, but yet you are still living in abject poverty. You need to pray tonight. I decree today that good thing that the Lord has deposited in you, but the kingdom of darkness are sitting on it. Tonight, they shall be unseated completely in the name of Jesus. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Hey, say, my Father, my Father, my Father. Hey, I need divine intervention. Intervene in my fear in the name of Jesus. Oh, intervene in my fear. Intervene in my fear. Father, tonight, I need you to intervene. Oh, that's your roaming. Father, intervene in my fear. In the name of Jesus, enough of delay. Enough of stagnation. Father, tonight, intervene in my case. Oh, that's your roaming. Say, in the name of Jesus, my season of divine intervention, appear by fire. Appear by fire. Appear by fire. Appear by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Mommy, you are due for a miracle. Brother, you are due for a testimony. You better pray for divine intervention. If God did not intervene, the enemy will laugh at last. Father, tonight, O Lord, O Lord, I intervene in my case. Father, intervene in my case. Father, intervene in my case. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are going to repeat that prayer. The Holy Spirit reminded me what happened in Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7, there was a widow called Widow of Nain. The Widow of Nain had only one joy. They have killed her husband. The only thing that is making her happy was her only child. And the enemy went to that street to kill a child. He did not go to those who have 10. He did not go to those who have 6. He went to the woman that has only one joy. I pray for somebody here. Any power that want to tamper with your joy, that power shall be wasted tonight in the name of Jesus. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They tampered with that woman's joy. They killed the son. And the Bible says the woman was lamenting and crying. And some people went to go and bury the boy in the burial ground. On their way going, there was divine intervention. They met Jesus on the way. And Jesus said, hey, where are you going? He says, they call them. They call them, where are you going? They said they were going to bury a boy. He looked at the boy. It was an open coffin. The Bible said God touched that open coffin and the dead boy that was about to be buried rose up and began to walk, and they delivered into the mother's hand. Beloved, the news there is that if Jesus has not intervened in that case, they would have buried the boy just like that. I decree to somebody's life tonight, in the name that is above every other name, the power that want to tamper with your joy, the power that want to tamper with your children and my children, that power shall be wasted tonight in the name of Jesus. Some people, their office is their job. The money they are making is so big that that's their joy. No problem about that. Some people, it's their house that they are living, is their joy. Look at the wonderful house God has given unto me. It's their joy. But the powers of darkness are not happy because you have something that you are making you happy. Some of us, we see our children, they dress to uniform in the morning and say, God, I just thank you for this wonderful children you are giving unto me. They are our joy. Some people, we see our husband and say, wow, this man is really handsome. I thank you for the kind of husband you gave me. Some people see their wife and they appreciate their wife. I say, I thank you for the wonderful wife that you are given unto me. That is your joy. How can the enemy come to tamper with your joy? I decree tonight, by the mandate of heaven, the power that ought to tamper with what is making you happy, that power shall be wasted tonight in the name of Jesus. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. What helped that woman that day was that there was divine intervention. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, my father, my father, my father. I am overdue for a change of story. Intervene in my situation. Open your mouth and tell the Lord. Ah, this is my story. This is my song. Father, intervene tonight. Oluwa, that's your Romi. Oluwa, that's your Romi. Enough of crying. Enough of bitterness. Father, intervene. Father, intervene. Oluwa, makayeke libra sataya baba. Mazike litale bobo hikaya. Father, intervene tonight. Oluwa, that's it. People are asking me questions. That where is your God? Father, tonight, oh Lord, intervene in my case. Tell the Lord. Father, intervene in my case. Father, intervene in my case. In Jesus' name, it will intervene. Ha! I decree to somebody's life here, your glory will appear. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, I say, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. I decree, whatever want to cage your glory, that thing is sentenced to death now in the name of Jesus. Your glory will appear. Your glory will appear. Your glory will appear in Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. You are going to pray the next one like this. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Dismantle my journey to backwardness. In the name of Jesus, Father, dismantle my journey into backwardness tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, dismantle my journey to backwardness. Enough of going backwards. Hey, in the name of Jesus, Father, dismantle my journey to backwardness. Tonight is my night. Tell us. Father, dismantle my journey to backwardness. Dismantle it tonight. Dismantle it tonight. Dismantle it tonight. Dismantle it tonight. In Jesus, mighty name. We are praying. Say, anointing for special favor. Say, anointing for special favor. My life is available. Appear by fire. Anointing for favor. Appear in my life. Anointing for favor. Appear, 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 appear. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. You are still praying. You are going to pray this one prophetic. Many of us are in the prison in the spirit. Many of us have been caged in the spirit. You are going to pray like this. Say, my father, my father. Say, my father, my maker. Just like Joseph. Move me from prison to the palace in the name of Jesus. Oh, it's a prayer point. Oh, send the Lord to move you. You are in the prison of delay. You are in the prison of stagnancy. Father, I am overdue. Move me from prison to palace in the mighty name of Jesus. Move me from prison to palace. It's a letter to be on you. Body is okay on you. Move me, Lossy. He be giga. Oh, on you. Move me, Lossy. He be giga. So Father Lord, I am tired of the valley. Take me to the mountain top. I am tired of the valley. Oh do I move me to the mountain top? Enough of stagnancy in my life in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. From prison to the palace. Many of us have been caged. I refuse to stand in the prison. To the palace in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. We are making progress. You are going to pray this next prayer point loud and clear. The Bible says, Aman. Aman prepared a gado for Mordecai. He didn't do anything now. What he did was that he was naturally not happy seeing the Israelites. He prepared a burial ground. The word gado in the Bible talks about burial ground for a man called Mordecai. But the Bible made something to maybe understand something. He said the gallows, the graveyard that Emma prepared for Mordecai was what they used to bury him. The Bible said that did get a picture fall into it. I don't know who has put you into this present condition. I don't know who you have offended that they have put you into this bad battle. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, the Lord will bring you out of the battle and put them in the battle. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray like this. Say every amen. Aside to kill me, die in my place in the name of Jesus. You shall die in my place. Every man that is determined to waste my life, you will die in my case. I don't care what you are, you will die in my case. Anyone planning my death shall replace me in the grave. In the name of Jesus, anyone out to kill my children, they will replace them in the grave. Anyone out to kill my wife, they will replace them in the grave. In the name of Jesus. Cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. By the power that parted the Red Sea, from today, any roadblock in your life, the Lord shall make a way for you in the name of Jesus. I decree to somebody here, every altar raised against your glory, every altar raised against your next level, every altar raised against your testimony, that altar scatter tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray for you tonight. Every priest ministering on evil altar, because of you, they will die by fire in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, surely they shall gather, Isaiah 54, but not by me. That whosoever gather together against me shall fall for my sake. Therefore, I pray for somebody here tonight. Anyone that is close to you behind and behind your problem, heaven will sentence them to death tonight in the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Let's open our Bible quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Tonight is a special night. God is here. I don't want us to take anything for granted. The Lord is about to change your story in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your Bible with me to 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. I start from verse 1. And I want everybody to listen very carefully. We are rounding up in about 14 minutes. But I want to pick some prayers from this small passage. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It now said in verse 1, and the sons of the prophets. So, the people we are talking about here, they are not ordinary person. They are like the people that are trained to, they are under training to become the prophet. He said, and the sons of the prophet, they said to Elisha, he said, Elisha, see now, the place. So there is something about where you live. He said, the place where we dwell is too small for us. Lo and behold, you agree with me that they must have observed something. The source of the prophet told Elisha, see, the place where we dwell is too small for us. And then I made a suggestion. Verse 2. He said, please, let us go to Jordan. I pray for somebody here. Hey, wherever you need to go, that your blessing will locate you. This year, you will get there in the name of Jesus. He said, let us go to Jordan and let every man take a beam from there. So that let us make a place where we may dwell. Now listen to this. Let every man take it. That means you cannot go to your new location without an instrument in your hand. The instrument is what you need. It might be your CV, it might be anything, your profession that will help you where you are going. So he answered and said to them, go! Then one of them said, Oga, please consent to go with us, with your servants. We cannot go alone. Beloved, don't go anywhere this year. Don't make any move without consulting God. And he answered and said, I will go with you. Tonight I pray for everyone, including myself. Any move you make after tonight's prayer line, the Almighty God will go with you in the name of Jesus. So he went with them and they came to Jordan. They began to cut the trees. In verse 5, something happened. Problem happened.
But as one of them was cutting down the tree, the Bible said the iron axe head, fell into the waters. And he cried out and said, "Alas, master, for we borrowed it." Ah, I pray for somebody here. Hey, every agenda of borrowing expires now in your life in the name of Jesus. He said, "We borrowed it." Listen very carefully to this. The instrument of their advancement was the axe they were holding in their hand. They borrowed the axe. But without the axe, they cannot expand. Each time you want to make progress in life, expansion is like progress. Each time you want to make a progress, the devil must fight. I'm going to write that down. Why will the axe head fall into that water? What their shoe did not fall down, their clothes did not fall down, their cap did not. Why would that instrument of advancement, they say, it fell into the water? But thank God for the master that went with them. And the man of God asked them a question in verse 6. Where did it fall? And they showed him the place. So he cut off a stick. Look at the miracle. The axe head is made of iron. When iron entered the river, it will go down to the bottom. It will never float. But they say the man grabbed something. Do we agree with me that the man of God has got a power in his hand? The power of God touched the wood. He cut off a stick. He threw it where it fell, and lo and behold, he made the iron float. The question now is, how can an insulator attract a conductor? That can be the power of God. He now said, therefore, pick it from yourself. He reached out to it and took it by his hand. That means, in the story that I just read to you, that person that lost something recovered what they have lost. Tonight, I don't know what the axe represents in your life. I don't know the good thing that has gone past you. I don't know the opportunity that the enemy has swept away from you. I don't know the kind of business advancement that the Lord has created, but the enemy has swallowed. Tonight, before we share the grace, you will grab it back in the name of Jesus. You will grab it back. 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 Open your eyes, grab it back. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. I told you earlier, when you want to make progress in life, the enemy must fight. The fighting is that the fight that they will not make progress. They want to expand. They want to enlarge the fort. That's why the Bible says a great and effectual door are open unto me. But there are many adversaries. You are going to pray this one for yourself. Now I've explained the passage. Now, the only thing that can make the asset is to call upon the God of Elijah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they will recover what you have lost. I don't know. It might be in the dream. It might be through any kind of sex that you have lost something. You don't know what you have lost. It might be through a relationship. You have lost something. But tonight, I believe in the God of recovery. He said, I will restore the year cacao has eaten in your life. He said, I will restore them back to you. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say every good thing. That has been destined for me. Hey, but it is in the possession of somebody else. Hey, I command it to come to me now in the name of Jesus. Every good thing that God has destined for me, but somebody is holding on to it. Oh yeah, release it. I command it. I receive it. I command it to come back to me now. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, every good thing that the enemy has stolen from me, tonight I recover all. I recover all. Open your mouth and pray. I recover all. In the name of Jesus. Recover. Recover your potentials. Recover your breakthroughs. Recover all tonight. In the name of Jesus. Recover all tonight. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. You are going to pray number two like this. Say powers that are stolen my miracles. We hear the word of the Lord.
God, release it and die in the name of Jesus. Release it and die. Release it and die. Every power that has stolen my miracle, release, die, release, die, release, die in the name of Jesus. Release it and die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Release it and die in Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. Say my stolen virtues. Hey, there is a sister that need to pray that prayer. A virtue has been taken from you. Hey, I want to recover it tonight with thunder, with fire. Say my stolen virtues. As a result of carelessness, I recover you by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. My stolen virtues. Oh yeah, I recover all. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, recover more. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. You are going to pray like this. Beloved, you might be praying. But there are some powers. They are holding back answers to your prayers. They did it for Daniel in Daniel chapter 10. For 21 days, Daniel was praying. Uduwa, I need this one. Uduwa, I need. And God said, Daniel, from day one that you started praying, I have released answer. God sent angel Gabriel. Gabriel, there is my son called Daniel. Go to that place and deliver the answer. But on the way, there was a prince of Persia that withheld Daniel's answer's prayer. And on the way, the prince did not leave day one, day two. They up to about day 21, Daniel was still praying. After 21, God said, Daniel, I have answered your prayer. Now God now traced the path of the prayer. He now realized that there is an angel called, demon, called Prince of Persia, that withheld Daniel's prayer for 21 days. I don't know what with all your prayers for 21 years. Tonight, recover all in the name of Jesus. Recover all in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm gonna send an angel again. Angel Michael. That is a fighter. Angel Gabriel is the angel of good news. He said, in that angel Michael, he said, Michael, go down. Go and fight that demon. And the angel God here, Gabriel does not fight. He's an angel of good news. But he go when angel Michael God here, he said, Gabriel, please step aside. He dealt with that prince of Persia. Then Gabriel was able to take the good news back to Daniel. I pray for somebody tonight. I don't know whatever power that have been withholding good things from you. I don't know the power that have been swallowing answers to your prayer. Tonight, they shall be wasted in the name of Jesus. They shall be wasted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Now turn into prayer. Say every evil power holding back answers to my prayers. You are a liar! Die! Open your mouth and pray. Da. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Pray. Pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. You are going to pray for yourself like this. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, my father. Everything the enemy has stolen from me, from the day I was born till now, I recover all by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Whatever the enemy has stolen from me till now, from the day I was born till this moment, I recover all. Open your mouth and pray. Recover all. In the name of Jesus, recover all tonight. Mommy, recover everything. What they have stolen, that your marriage, recover it tonight. That your paper, recover it tonight. That your children, recover it tonight. What they are stolen, recover all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. A sister prayed the prayer. The last deliverance that we did, she gave a testimony. She said in the second day of that deliverance, she had a dream that somebody came to her and presented a special gift, that now you are free. Take your gift and go. That is total recovery. Ah, I pray for somebody here. Hey, in the name that is above every other name, any witchcraft power that has stolen good things from you, things that you are meant to be moving forward with, tonight I command them to release it for you in the name of Jesus. They will release it. Your angel of Michael will fight them in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray like this. Say this one loud and clear. Say, I receive the anointing of total restoration in the name of Jesus. I receive the anointing for total restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive the anointing for total restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive the anointing for total restoration in Jesus' name. We pray. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray. Say, lastly, say, every shadow of darkness that the enemy has cast over me to hinder me of my prosperity, to hinder me of my marriage, to hinder me of my desired job, to hinder me of my business contract, you that shadow, scatter! You shadow of darkness that the enemy has cast over me, I remove it tonight by fire, by force. I remove it tonight in the name of Jesus. Shadow of darkness that they have cast over me to prevent my job, to prevent my prosperity, my business contract, my promotion, I remove it tonight by fire, by force. I remove it tonight in Jesus' name. They are removed. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. You will not die untimely. The hand of God will be upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you lay your hands on shall prosper. Every hidden potential that the enemy has stolen from you, I command you to recover them back in the name of Jesus. Your story will change. I cover you with the blood of Jesus sooner than expected. Even before next week prayer line, if Jesus tarrying is coming, I decree you will be a bundle of testimonies in the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. Let's share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. One hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Thank you, Jesus, for tonight, O Lord. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the opportunity to pray tonight. I thank you, I bless you, I give you the glory. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Thank you for offering your faith, the strength and the word that has gone to my heart. Father, let there be answers to the prayer. I commit those who, Lord, that those who reaching a prayer request during deliverance, Father, leave them before you, answer their prayers in the name of Jesus. Meet them at the foot of their knees and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen.